With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two U.S. service members and one American civilian have been killed, three other people wounded, in an ambush by the Islamic State terrorist group in central Syria. The U.S. Central Command said today's attack on U.S. troops is the first to inflict casualties since the fall of Syrian President Bashar Assad a year ago. Days of torrential rain are causing unprecedented river flooding and pressure on levees in Washington state.
What's described as an atmospheric river is causing historic flooding in Washington state, stranding families, washing over roads and bridges, and cutting off a border crossing to Canada.
This is something that the people of the state of Washington have not faced before, this level of flooding.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson spoke at a news conference in Tukwila Friday afternoon.
The situation is extremely unpredictable.
The governor says he's grateful to President Trump, who has signed an emergency declaration. I'm Jennifer King.
Getting trapped in quicksand, something that's normally confined to old TV shows or movies, but it can and does sometimes happen, and it did this week in Utah's Arches National Park. Emergency responder John Marshall helped out with the rescue.
When you hear something that only happens, you know, essentially every 10 or 15 years, it kind of makes you scratch your head and say, huh, is this what I heard? And sure enough, that's exactly what you heard.
And they rescued the hiker safely. The Justice Department filing some lawsuits now against states for failing to provide their statewide voter registration list. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmy Dillon, says the DOJ is trying to uphold election integrity.
It's free for states to check their voter rolls for dead people, for non-citizens. And they have a duty to do that, and they're just not doing it. So we're helping them out. We're helping them. We're comparing between states. We're getting rid of duplicates, and we are actually, where people have voted and they're not citizens or have otherwise committed fraud, we're beginning criminal prosecution.
And this is SRN News. A lot of pastors and churches are now using AI technology.
According to a new study from Exponential, just about two-thirds of clergymen are employing artificial intelligence to help them write their sermons. ChatGPT is the favorite. These numbers are sparking some concern amongst church leaders, especially on the question of accuracy and plagiarism. Supporters and developers of the technology say those obstacles can be overcome. Meanwhile, even in congregations where the pastor doesn't use AI, it is often being used for bookkeeping and other tasks. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some legal experts predict the Ten Commandments will be before the Supreme Court again soon. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of the Decalogue in public school classrooms. Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas are already mandating their display. Legal challenges have led to all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out in court. This is SRN News. Questions about aviation safety are dogging a massive defense bill that's currently before Congress.
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump signed an executive order this week pressuring states not to regulate artificial intelligence. Trump and some Republicans argue the limited regulations already enacted by states and others that might follow could stifle innovation and growth for a key sector of technology. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.